And we're back right here on Smile 90.4 FM. And as always, on a Tuesday, it is Tech Tuesday with Tiernus, the bearded wonder, as I like to call him. He is here from Bandwidth Blog. And if you are interested in anything techie or science vibes, you need to go and check them out. There's so many cool, interesting articles there. Tiernus, today we are talking about high hopes for the local EV industry. I'm very interested to find out what's happening.
Well, we know, other than the obvious load shedding issues, that EVs aren't really, they don't really work in South Africa yet.
They're expensive. They
are overly expensive, even when compared to non-EV car prices in South Africa that are imported. So the reason for that is EVs in South Africa have a massive import tax on them. For whatever reason, the government thought this was a good idea. So that is why our EVs, while EVs everywhere are still expensive, our EVs are way more expensive in comparison to normal ICE model cars. But that could potentially change. So good news for the South African motoring industry is the Stellantis group, which includes the likes of Opel, Fiat, Citroen, Peugeot. So big car manufacturer is opening a new manufacturing plant in South Africa on the southeast coast, where seemingly most of them are.
Yeah.
Which is great news. Having more local production, it'll have a couple of thousand jobs created. Very good news. And that means that those cars that are manufactured at this plant and sold in South Africa will be more affordable. But the more interesting part for me is Stellantis has said that they actually plan to build some new energy vehicles in this plant as well. So
wait. New energy vehicles?
So that includes hybrid and electric vehicles. So they've just kind of lumped them together as new energy vehicles. And why this is important is we have no local EV manufacturing at the moment, and we have to import all of them. So the idea is, again, if we build it locally, we won't have those massive import taxes imposed on EVs. And who knows, when that plant is up and running, maybe electric vehicles could start to make sense in South Africa if you look at the price and hopefully the technology gets better, obviously more range, quicker charging, and then I think we've got something to be excited about.
I mean, if we could get an entry-level EV into the market, something that serves the masses, like, you know, like the Taz did of old, or the City Golf, or I guess what the Polo is for, like, right now, something that can service everybody, or even something that works in the Uber range.
Yeah, 100%. And something like an Uber, electric vehicle is great for taxis because it's easier to maintain. The engine doesn't need to be serviced every 10,000, 15,000 kilometers.
And fuel costs,
of course. So it makes a lot of sense for that industry. But also, as you said, if we can get something for the masses, at the moment, the cheapest electric vehicle in South Africa is about 650,000 rand. That's the cheapest one.
That is a house where I come from.
It's out of reach for 95% of people, right? But if we have some local manufacturing, don't have those import taxes, that could easily drop to below 500,000 for a little hatchback runaround that we all used to drive back in the day, as you said. So that is the hopes for the local EV markets. And hopefully once they do start producing locally, more manufacturers will bring their EV production to South Africa, and the motoring industry will just keep growing in South Africa.
And then we can just become a hub.
Exactly. I mean, we already are for the likes of Volkswagen and Mercedes, right? Yes. Every single C-Class that is sold in the world is built in South Africa.
And that those plants are out in PE.
Berga.
Yeah. You know, the dispatch, Uitenhage, that
exactly,
area there.
Exactly. Yeah. It's in the Eastern Cape. And that's exactly where Stellantis is going as well. Something about the weather is very conducive to, and there's a big port, obviously, to bring everything in they need to manufacture. So that part of the world is going to get a lot more manufacturing jobs. And hopefully, as I said, this will have a wider impact on not only our motoring industry, but the EV industry in South Africa as a whole.
Well, let's keep a close eye on this. You and I could actually be driving in the future like a tiny Jeep electric vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. That's
entirely possible.
Entirely possible. And then, you know, no more range anxiety. It'll charge quickly at home and it'll be cheap to run. That's the most important thing.
Let's hold thumbs for that. We're going to keep an eye on this. But we'll be back next week with some more Tech Tuesday with Tiernus. Back to the music right here on Smile 90.4 FM.